AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A prosecutor in Madison, Wisconsin says a white police officer won't face criminal charges for fatally shooting an unarmed 19-year-old black biracial man whom witnesses say was acting erratically and had assaulted two people. Dane County District Attorney Ishmael Ozan, who is biracial but identifies as black, quotes Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in hoping for calm.
Violence brings only temporary change. Violence, by creating many more social problems than it solves, never brings permanent peace.
A second top administrator in the Tulsa County Sheriff's Office in Oklahoma resigned today in the ongoing fallout from the shooting death of a restrained man by a volunteer deputy who said he mistook his handgun for a stun gun. Senate Democrats dealt President Obama a stinging defeat today on trade, blocking efforts to begin a full-blown debate on a top priority in his second term. Senator Charles Schumer says Democrats are insisting on protection for workers who are hurt by trade agreements.
Passing a trade agenda without working protections will mean that American workers are left hung out to dry.
It's official. Obama's presidential library will be located on the south side of Chicago.
I really became a man when I moved to Chicago. That's where I was able to apply that early idealism to try to work in communities, in public service. That's where I met my wife. That's where my children were born.
Every value, every memory, every important relationship to me exist in Chicago. I consider myself a Southsider.
This is AP Radio News. The Pentagon hopes a helicopter with six Marines and two soldiers from Nepal was able to land today in a mountainous area while delivering supplies to earthquake victims.
Right now, we are hopeful that there was no crash. We've seen there's been no beacon, no other signs, no flames, no smoke, no hole in the ground to indicate that there was a crash. That said, of course, it's very rugged and difficult terrain.
Colonel Steve Warren says the chopper went missing after a powerful aftershock shook the region. A strong offshore earthquake registering 6.6 has hit northern Japan, but there's no danger of a tsunami. Cleanup continues in Van, Texas, scene of a tornado that killed two people on Sunday.
We are in much better shape than I ever dreamt we'd be at this time today.
Mayor Dean Stone says provisions are in place for folks who lost their homes. Everyone on the missing list has been accounted for in Van. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.